Welcome to the Level Up Podcast, brought to you by Century 21, the Harrelson Group, featuring masterminds with real estate leaders, coaches, and influencers, plus eye-opening strategy sessions with up-and-coming agents. You'll learn exactly how to go from agent to entrepreneur. And now, let's get to the latest episode of Level Up.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Level Up Podcast. Of course, I'm Greg Harrelson, and I'm coming at you from the Agent Success Academy, and would just love to share another real estate tip that's on my mind. I've decided to make a little bit of a change in the podcast. Instead of doing such long interviews and whatnot, I'm going to mix in a lot of smaller, short tips, try to keep them under 5 minutes. So you can just get in and out, leave with something very powerful. And today I want to talk about building your value in the eyes of the buyers. You know, buyer's agency, there's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of conversations around this because of the lawsuits going on across America. And quite frankly, yes, the landscape is changing in how we work with buyers and, more important, how we communicate with the buyers. There's a lot of conversation about, well, are buyer agents going to still exist? I think that they are. I think they're very important. I just think that they're misunderstood. So I think it's just something that we're going to have to do. Is we're going to have to adjust how we communicate with the buyers and build our value. I think you're misunderstood as a buyer's agent. I think the listing agents are it's a little bit more clear on what they do. And I think that we can easily get up to speed and transform the way the consumer thinks of a buyer's agents if we just go ahead and focus on communicating our value. So I just want to talk about a few things that you can do to demonstrate your value in the eyes of that buyer. I'll start with number one, asking yourself a question. Now, you're not going to do this with the client, but ask yourself the question, why do you matter? Now, I know you matter, but you need to know the answer to this question, and you have to be able to communicate that effectively to the buyer. Why do you matter? And I want to give you a little tip. Don't say you're honest and you're good at communication and follow-up, because the consumer thinks or expects that from you. They think that everybody does that. So the perception is that's like minimum standards, that if you don't do that, then they fire you, but they don't reward you for doing that. So you don't want to use that. You want to figure out, why do you matter? And I can't give you the answer, because every one of you matter differently. I think one of the things that I do is I empower the consumer with information to help them make really good financial decisions in the area of their real estate holdings. That's why I matter. And see, I turned it into a statement. So identifying why you matter is going to be very, very important. The second thing is one of the values that they're looking for that maybe they don't know they're looking for is somebody that can save them time and simplify the process. The consumers value their time and they want it to be as easy as possible. So my question to you as a buyer's agent, how do you accomplish both of those? How do you save them time and how do you simplify the process for them? See, by identifying that and communicating that to them, they will see you as a value. So think of one or two ways that you save them time, or you make the process easier and figure out how to communicate that to them. And the last one is this, is, you know, people are, the real estate transaction in America is the largest transaction on average, largest financial transaction that the average American will do in their lifetime. Okay. So it's an important transaction. And it does influence their financials. So one of the things that you can do is financial evaluations of every property that they're considering making an offer and making a purchase on. Now, we know that we are not financial planners, and we do not want to act like we're financial planners or CPAs, but we can do extensive research on any property they're about ready to offer and show them the data, help them justify what they should offer, what they should pay, so they can feel more comfortable and confident. Basically, you're bringing certainty to the transaction. In their minds, that's making it easier for them to make a decision. So it's things like this that actually matter in the eyes of the buyer. And the last thing I'm going to say is think of resources. You've got to be a resource for them. See, it's not their job to be the resource. Their job is to be resourceful, and you should be their resource. So simplifying the process, making it easy. Like, which mortgage person should they choose? Which insurance person? Home inspector? Who should they choose? See, having a plan when you sit down and talk with them and showing them this is the process and you've got a team of individuals that you trust and that you're going to recommend in order to save them time and make the process easy for them. These are things that consumers value. Now, I'm sure there's more that you can think of, and I hope that this stimulates conversations in your mind for you to be thinking of other ways that you can add value. But if you just start here, then you'll be making the right step to make sure that not only do you preserve the buyer side of your business, but I think we can build it even bigger. This is an opportunity that those who run towards it are going to do very well, and those who run away from it will probably not do so well. So again, I'm Greg Harrelson with the Level Up Podcast. I've got a coaching program called the Agent Success Academy. I would love for you to actually check it out. It's a live call every week. It's a group call. It's inexpensive, no contracts. And I'm going to share with you how to convert buyers. And also, even more important, I'm going to show you how to take a boatload of listings. We'll talk to you next time on the Level Up Podcast.